Nah, that ain't gonna happen. But now, what would be cool is if we could get a little swath of 800 with conditions that we, you know, do wide area trunking systems, so that could service the greater community, that people could get trunking radios, and you know, we'd be able to experiment in that space, because that's where a lot of the cool stuff comes from, is people experimenting in those arenas. And if they could get us a little swath, you know, where there could be a trunking system in any given community, or, you know, an area or two, you wouldn't have much. You wouldn't be able to allocate a lot, because, you know, a trunking system requires, you know, let's say they give us 10 channels, you know, 10 channels in the 800 space that are, you know, maybe, well, you couldn't be co-use, but, you know, but that were amateur radio use, but you had to use all 10 and put in a 10-channel trunk, you know, or maybe two fives, but, you know, but that would be cool.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Anthony and I were just having that conversation on the phone yesterday. Everything's gone to 800. What's going to happen when all this 70-centimeter stuff starts aging out and dying and there's no surplus anymore? What happens to all the infrastructure? So, yeah, that would be kind of cool if we had somewhere else to play further down the road for when that equipment